Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I guess this is a theme of this year's draft is players who are eligible, whose brothers play for the Devils. Your brother is obviously in that organization. How much has he told you about the organization? Have you met with the Devils yet? And, you know, what do you think about the prospect of potentially playing for them and being with your brother?
Yeah. Graham speaks very highly of them. They have a really well organization. I mean, they run a really good organization over there. He loves the front office. You know, he tells me all good things. They've treated him really well. He was in Binghamton this year with the AHL team, and they were great. That coaching staff and everything. So yeah, he speaks really highly of them. And yeah, when I spoke to them in the interviews, they seem to like me. And we joked around about Graham. You know, there was stuff like that. Stuff talk about what he was talking about in his draft interviews and stuff like that. So it was kind of cool to have that connection with my brother. And yeah, if I got to play with him for the next 10, 15 years, that'd be a dream come true. And I'd be really up for that. And I'd be stoked if that could end up happening.
Thanks, Neil. I think you're going to get another Devils question from Amanda Stein. Go ahead, Amanda.
So Brent, I was just wondering if you could tell me whether you've talked to your brother about what his first pro experience was like, and maybe, you know, what advice he would have to offer you in this experience.
Yeah, you know, he wasn't even supposed to play in the A this year. You know, he was supposed to go back to the OHL. You know, it was obviously a different year, so a lot of people are bouncing around to different situations, and he got to go to a year go into that system a year early, and I think he really impressed. He did a great job for himself. He played a lot of good minutes, a lot of key minutes, and he did really good for himself, and I'm really proud of him. And the whole kind of process that he went through, you know, even dating back to the OHL draft, like he was a high pick in the OHL draft. I was a high pick in the OHL draft, and coming into this draft, you know, he was already selected, and he's kind of done all the things that I already want to do. So it's kind of nice that I get to follow his path. Like, he had to kind of learn the ropes by himself, but I get to just follow him, and he gets to help me every step of the way. So it's been really nice. And yeah, he just tells me, you know, just be truthful with how you speak, from the heart, you know, just when you're having these kind of interviews or interviews with NHL clubs, just be truthful, say what you mean, you know, don't try to, like, you know, be direct. Like, you want to make yourself, you want to put yourself on, like, kind of on a pedestal, but you want to be respectful at the same time. So it's, it's just kind of stuff like that he's kind of told me what to say, you know, not it's kind of what avoid of talking about and stuff like that. So yeah, he's been a great help for me, and I couldn't ask for much more from my big brother. He's been nothing but great for me in my lifetime.
Thanks, Amanda. Next question comes from Adam Kimmelman. Go ahead, Adam.
Hi, Brant. Can you take us through your decision to go play in Europe this season and the timeline that saw you sort of end up in Slovakia?
Yeah. So, you know, around November, I didn't make the World Junior camp, which I was kind of frustrated about, but I was really hungry to get going. You know, I was training the whole summer. I didn't take any weeks off or anything. Right when the OHL season canceled, I got in the gym, got on the ice as soon as I could. So by that time, you know, when I didn't get that call, we started making calls to teams in like Sweden, Finland, Germany, but it all didn't really work out. And then my brother actually just got back from he was at that camp that I wanted to go to, and he just got back, and he wasn't too happy that he got cut, and he was fired up. He wanted to go prove himself. He wanted to go play. So the Slovakian team offered me and Graham spots. So we kind of just jumped at that opportunity. We never really played together. So I think that's why our parents were so open to it, because we were going to be together. At the time, we didn't know he was only going to be there for 3 weeks or a month or however long it was. But that time that I spent with him there was very memorable. You know, stuff we're going to be able to tell our family in the future. Like I said, it was unfortunate that he had to leave in it, like only like 3 weeks. But he made that adjustment period a lot easier for me. And yeah, but you know, obviously being a 17-year-old kid halfway across the world, your big brother just kind of picked up his stuff and left. You know, I wasn't really sure how I was personally gonna react to that, but I think I did pretty solid for myself. I recovered well. I didn't let it affect my on-ice play. He was telling me, okay, we're gonna go to bed now, like turn off our phones, or he was waking me up in the morning. You know, I didn't have that anymore, so I had to be more independent. But I think I did a pretty good job of that. Kind of living on your own, kind of the professional hockey feeling. So I think in a sense, I did do a lot of growing up when I was over there.
Thanks, Adam. Next question comes from John Warrow. Go ahead, John.
Brent, I'm interested to know how you took and channeled the frustrations of not making, you know, Team Canada, and use that or try to use that to your advantage.
Yeah, you know, there's I've had a life where I've had a lot of things go my way. You know, I've been on good teams. I've been on very teams where I'm very supported, and I've had a great support system. So, you know, there's bounces like that just motivate you. You know, you're like, oh wow, everyone's been pushing for me. Everyone's been rooting for me. And I'm not living up to that. I guess, like, I have expectations of myself. I expected to make that. I'm like, wow, I'm not impressing people as much as I thought I should be. So yeah, in a way I did take offense to that. I was pretty upset that I didn't make that team, that I wasn't considered one of the top U20 players in Canada. So I did use that as motivation. Like I said, right away when I didn't get that call, we were trying to look at teams. I really wanted to go prove myself playing professional hockey in Europe, you know, because we got a feeling the OHL wasn't going to happen, which it ended up not happening. So yeah, I really just wanted to get over there. And when the Slovakian team gave us this great opportunity, I was more than happy to be there. And we had a great team. We had a really young team. Surprisingly, like 80% of the team spoke English. So that was nice. That was like a nice surprise. I was really happy with my situation. And I'm obviously, it's a very unconventional draft year and not something I thought I'd be doing, not the path I thought I'd be taking, but it was still really fun in the end. And I have no regrets of anything I did.
Thanks, John. Next question comes from Brad Cocamilio. Go ahead, Brad.
Hi, Brent. I'm just wondering, I mean, further to the idea of you playing over in Slovakia, what, you know, you played a decent amount of games there. What maybe developed most in your game while you were playing there?
You know, I think my all-around game, my two-way game, you know, kind of my defensive style. You know, if you look into the numbers, we were the second lowest budget team in the league. So we weren't the most higher power team. Like, not, we didn't have a lot of offense, so we had to win games like 2-1, 3-2. Like, it was always low scoring, and we were always in the fight. We had a really younger team that always wanted to prove that we can hang with these guys that are like 30 and really established in this league. So I think my overall game was polished up pretty nicely over there, because every shift you're like, okay, if you make a mistake and it's in the back of your net, like, we don't really have the firepower to just come back and catch up. So everything matters. You know, you got to get the puck out when the opportunity is there. You got to make you can't mess up that pass. You can't let the other team intercept your pass. If this is on a 2-on-1, like, you're relied on here. Like, you got to shut them down. Like, the team's counting on you. And I really took that, and I was like, it really taught me, like, every play matters, every shift matters, both ends of the ice. You can't make stupid plays, because it'll end up in the back of your net, and that's going to cost you. You know, we just didn't have the firepower to kind of chase from behind. So I think overall, I think just being able to have guys that are 30, 31 years old in front of the net battling with me, and me finding ways to, you know, tie their sticks up, not letting them get rebounds, winning corner battles, getting better body position to kind of spin off guys in the corner, just stuff like that. That's just kind of kept the puck moving north and not letting other teams create cycles and kind of get going and do what they want to do. So that's kind of what I think grew the most over there. Just my all around game, my two way game, my defensive style, like my more defensive style. Cause yes, I am known as an offensive player, but I really think I grew in my own zone while I was over there.
Thanks, Brad. Next question comes from Chris Faber. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Brent, I got a little bit of a two-parter here, so I'll try and make it easy. A lot of teams obviously have a need for a right-shot defenseman. It seems to be one of the big needs of positions for every NHL team. The Vancouver Canucks select 9th overall. Have you had any conversations with them? And what does it feel like to be the top-ranked right-shot defenseman in this draft?
Yeah, Vancouver, I think I have one plan for coming up, like, this week or next week. But, no, I haven't really spoken to them yet. And for the second part of your question, I don't know. It's flattering, you know. It's flattering that when I'm talking to these NHL teams, they speak of me really highly, and they really like how I've developed, and to see the praise that I get for being a hot commodity. Yeah, like you said, the right shot defenseman is like one of the highest commodities in the NHL or in hockey in general. So to be praised so highly in a position that's coveted, it is very flattering. I'm very honored that I've and proud of what I've accomplished, but you know, there's still a long way to go. I'm still not where I want to be. I'm still not a perfect hockey player, and that motivates me to get better every single day. So yeah, I am very proud with what I've accomplished so far, but it's not anything that'll set me up for life. So I'm still gonna be working hard and being the hardest guy, working hardest in the gym and skating every single day, just to kind of hopefully hit my ceiling of an elite NHL defenseman one day.
Thanks, Chris. Next question comes from Brian Hedger.
Hey, Brant, just another quick two-parter here, kind of the same first one. Have you met with the Blue Jackets yet? That's who I cover. And then also, you know, as a guy in your position projected to go pretty high in this draft, how closely are you looking at those teams that have maybe the top 5-10 picks and kind of seeing where you might slot in with those guys?
Yep, I've talked to the Blue Jackets. It was a great call. They seemed to very like me a lot. They were speaking very highly of me. They wanted to know, like you guys want to know, they wanted to know what came into this situation of me going over to Slovakia. It was went really well. Sorry, what was the second part of your question?
You know, as a guy who's, you know, projected to go pretty highly in this draft, like how closely are you looking at each team and then kind of looking at yourself and saying, well, I might fit in here or might, like, do you do that at all?
I'd say I do. You know, there's top couple teams that I'll check their depth charts. Obviously, you know, Seattle doesn't have a depth chart, so there's not too much goes in there. But those top couple teams, yeah, I have checked it out. I'm, you know, any NHL team that I go to, it'll be a big day, and I'll be proud to go wherever. But yeah, I've definitely taken an interest on kind of looking like who plays where, what prospects are in organizations and stuff like that. I have been doing that a little bit.
Thanks, Brian. Next question comes from Andy Ide. Go ahead, Andy.
Hi, Brant. You mentioned being frustrated about the World Junior Camp, but you did get to play for Canada last year in the under-18s. What was that experience? What did that mean to you? And how did it help your development playing against, you know, all of the same draft class, basically?
Yeah, it was great. You know, we had a really strong team, but, you know, our coaches made sure that, you know, we didn't let our egos get too big. We didn't focus on the fact that, yeah, some of these guys, this is their only showing. They obviously want to make good showings and play well and try to go higher up in the draft boards, but you know, we had to focus, like, we're here for a gold medal. That's what we want to do. That's what we got to put our, like, egos to the side. We want, like, we're here for the team goal, and I think we did that, and that's why we finished on top. But yeah, it was kind of cool. You know, you hear about these guys, these top rated guys from other countries, you don't really see them. So being able to line up against these guys and actually see what they're made of and stuff like that, it was good. It was fun. It was challenging. You know, these are the best players in the world at my age group, and I guess the age group underneath too. So it was pretty cool. And I was really proud to represent my country, and it was a really fun experience overall. It was a nice feather in the cap that I was on the all-star team at the end of the tournament. So yeah, it was, I have nothing but good things to say about that experience. It was lots of fun.
Thanks, Andy. Next question comes from Russ Cohen. Go ahead, Russ.
Brant, you have a lot of elusiveness in your skating, especially in the offensive zone. When did that really become a strength for you in your game?
I don't really know. It's just something that I've always kind of been able to do. You know, I feel like I'm really poised with the puck. I'll always have my head up. I'll always know where my teammates are. Like, even before the puck comes to me, I'll know where what's going on this side of the ice. Cause I'll be like, okay, if I can get a shot off quick, a guy's going to the net, maybe we can get a rebound. Or it's like, okay, I kind of have time here. Let me hold on to it. Let me walk the blue line. Let me kind of swivel my hips, maybe create some space for my guys on the half wall to have more of a lane to shoot. So just stuff like that. You know, it all kind of starts with, like, I make sure to master, you know, like those 10-foot passes. Like, sometimes you just have to go D to D to your partner. Like, that's like the only safety valve play you got, or you have to go down the wall. You know, I feel comfortable doing that. You know, if that's there, but, you know, the one in every five times that you can make a cool play, or you can walk the blue line, or you can get a shot through, or you can kind of throw one down low for, uh, for a guy, for a quick one timer from one of the forwards. Like, I feel like I can do that pretty well too. And it all just starts with, you know, being able to understand where openings are and where my teammates are, and just, you know, always communicating. If you watch me, I'm always talking out there. I always want teammates to know where I am. I always want to know where they are. So I think that's kind of what it starts with, just being able to kind of recognize the ice, recognize where the opposition is, and just being able to kind of pick my spots.
Thanks, Russ. And we'll take one more for Brant. Let's go to Mark Brassard. Go ahead, Mark.
Do you hope to go higher than that? And if it is Ottawa, how great would it be to be playing in your hometown?
Yeah, I am definitely hoping to go higher than that. But if it does end up being Ottawa, that'd be awesome. You know, I grew up a Sens fan. I had season tickets. I watched Carlson, I watched Stone, I watched Hoffman, I watched these guys, you know, I watched the Alfie when he was there. You know, these were my idols when I was growing up, when I was a Sens fan. So yeah, if I do end up on the Ottawa Senators, that'd be a dream come true. But yeah, I definitely am looking to go a bit higher than that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.